May 2, Glory Restored. Psalm 8, verses 3 to 5. When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, the angels, and crowned him with glory and honor. Humanity certainly had an exalted origin, created in God's image and likeness, and enjoying his unhindered presence. Our forebears probably knew a measure of God's glory, which, when lifted through sin, suddenly brought a realization of their nakedness, as in Genesis 3 verse 7, both before God and each other. The Hebrew word for glory is pronounced kabod, and so the loss of glory is ikabod, adding I to create the opposite to whatever word follows. In 1 Samuel chapter 4, just after Eli the priest died, having just heard the news that Israel had not only been defeated in battle, but had lost the Ark of the Covenant, his daughter-in-law also died in childbirth. In her last moments, she names her newborn Ichabod because the glory has departed from Israel, from verse 21. We all come into this world with the name Ichabod because God's original glory has gone. But the story of salvation is the story of glory restored through Jesus and his sacrifice of himself for us. Isaiah, in a passage quoted in the New Testament of Christ's ministry, wrote, "And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it." In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 5. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, "And we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory." So glory was lost through Adam, but is restored through Christ, and increased as we continue to behold him.